With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The Montana House advanced a measure that would ask voters to change the state constitution to define life as beginning at conception, effectively banning most abortion procedures in the state. The bill is the latest of several measures advanced in the GOP-controlled state to limit abortion access. Supporters for the measure said fetuses deserve protection as persons. Opponents said the measure runs against the state and federal law protecting access to abortion. The measure is likely to fall short of receiving support from the two-thirds of legislators needed to amend the Constitution. Montana Republicans voted down a proposal to expand the state's earned income tax credit for the second time. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
House Bill 631 was the second iteration of a bill that would have increased the earned income tax credit from 3% to 10%. The credit benefits moderate and low-income households. Lawmakers voted down the bill along party lines and then decided to table it. The initial version of the bill would have also created a new tax on income greater than $500,000 per year to pay for the reduction in tax revenue, but that was also rejected. Democratic Representative Emma Kerr Carpenter of Billings sponsored the proposal. Democrats haven't had success moving forward with their vision for state tax policy. Republicans, who hold majorities in both chambers, are instead advancing tax policy bills that would reduce the top marginal income tax rate, the business equipment tax, and the capital gains tax. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Glacier National Park is considering a ticket reservation system for visitors wanting to use Going to the Sun Road on the park's west side. Park officials held a virtual meeting last night to discuss the idea. Edward O'Brien reports.
Visitation at Glacier National Park has jumped by 64% over the past decade. Congestion is now commonplace in the peak summer months. Pandemic-related closures last year on the park's east side led to major delays on Going to the Sun Road and 25 closures of the park's west entrance. Glacier Superintendent Jeff Mao told the 300 people who attended last night's online meeting that each closure is taken very seriously.
We're doing them as a matter of life, health, and safety. We could literally not be able to get an ambulance through in an emergency.
The park's growing popularity, combined with anticipated road work on Highway 2 between Hungry Horse and Essex this summer, has park officials considering a ticketed reservation system for visitors hoping to drive Going to the Sun Road.
The idea of our ticketed entry program is to not have any closures of our west entrance.
The proposed entry fee would cost $2 and be available at recreation.gov. Again, Glacier Superintendent Jeff Mao.
People get a ticket for a 7-day period, which corresponds to the 7-day pass that many visitors end up getting. That ticket has to be validated on the first day it's used. After it's validated, visitors can come in and out of the park as much as they want, whenever they want.
Park officials are still hashing out details for the proposal, but estimate some 70% of tickets would be released a month in advance, with the remaining 30% released 2 days in advance. Tickets would not be required for Native Americans or hikers and bicyclists traveling on Going to the Sun Road. Mao says the program is expected to only run this year from June 1st to Labor Day. A final decision is expected by the end of this month or early April. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana House committee has unanimously endorsed a Native American voting rights bill. The bill would require counties to have at least one satellite or alternative election office on reservations, and for the counties and the tribes to agree, in writing, on the location and hours of operation. Tribal photo identifications under the bill are not required to include a residential address or an expiration date to be considered valid for registering or voting. Counties and tribes must also discuss whether additional ballot drop boxes are required in the reservation. The State Tribal Relations Committee will monitor implementation if the bill becomes law. Montana lawmakers have revived a controversial dress code that drew accusations of sexism when it was first introduced ahead of the 2015 legislative session, before being tabled without ever taking effect. The dress code made a reappearance Thursday after a Republican lawmaker objected to a male Democrat's decision not to wear a tie on the House floor. That broke an unwritten expectation. Republicans want to cement the tie requirement in House rules. Democrats call it a waste of time when focus should be on the pandemic. Lawmakers in the GOP-controlled legislature are scheduled to discuss the code next week. Forecasters say Montana's state revenues are getting a major boost from federal stimulus, and the health of state coffers is easier to estimate now than in earlier days of the COVID-19 pandemic. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports legislative fiscal analysts gave the update to lawmakers today.
Analysts with the Legislative Fiscal Division say the state is estimated to bring in $350 million more than first projected when lawmakers adopted a forecast for state revenue last fall. At the time, experts said there were too many unknown factors due to the COVID-19 pandemic to give a clear forecast. Sam Schaefer with the Fiscal Division gave lawmakers the update as they consider how to build the state's budget.
Quite frankly, that's due to two events that happened since November that were not included in the November IHS data.
One, COVID-19 vaccines became available and made reopening easier. Two, Montana is set to see a third round of relief funds from the federal government. Schaefer said Montana has received $8 billion in federal stimulus funds since the pandemic began. The governor's budget director, Kurt Almy, told lawmakers his staff have similar findings.
Our update today is going to share that same overall positive revenue news that you just heard compared to last November.
However, Almy noted that much of the revenue coming into the state from the federal government is one time only, meaning it isn't money the state can count on long term. He said there's still volatility in the economy, and he advocated fiscal conservatism for the budget. The update on state finances comes as the state's major budget bill is expected to land on the House floor in the coming days for debate. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.